Week over week, our cash cattle prices remain fairly strong. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Well, as we finished up last week, we saw our cash cattle prices around the upper Midwest, essentially from 227 to 228. They were led by a number of factors. Nick Bork is with Professional Ag Marketing based out of Luverne, Minnesota.
Yeah, I think, Keith, it's pretty impressive here on this cattle market. I think, you know, the little bump here we've got in boxes this morning, I think that's pushing this cattle market higher because the asking levels out there in the feedlots are getting bigger, too. So I think they're up to 235 now, probably started out in that 231, 233 area this morning, now up to 235. We'll see if that cash activity kind of continues through today. You know, there was some 228 yesterday on pretty decent volumes. So we'll see kind of what happens here to close out the week. But definitely a little bump in boxes, I think, is kind of making this cattle market move a little higher here today.
And as we speak, the USDA is looking at making adjustments to the latest beef production and steer price forecast. And according to the World Ag Outlook Board Chairman, Mark Jakanowski.
Our beef production forecast, we raised for both 2025 and 2026. That increase reflects almost entirely just the effect of heavier weights. So given that our inventories are constrained and not growing, the main way the industry has now to increase beef production is to produce heavier animals. And that's exactly what they're doing, and that's showing up in these heavier weights, which are reflected in our increased beef production forecasts for the remainder of this year and into next year.
Then you might be asking yourself, what about the price forecast?
Prices, on the other hand, kind of going in the other direction a little bit, still relatively very high. Driving that, some recent price weakness that reflected in cash prices and future prices.
With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.